want to let you know that I have the saddest feet there ever was. My feet are so sad. They have to carry a big load of groceries and laundry and all kinds of things, and they just get so sad. They're constantly being stubbed. I'm always hitting my toes. You hit your toes? I do. And then when I do, I start jumping around. And then I have the most stinkiest feet there ever was. Ask my family. They will attest to that. My feet stink. Do your feet stink? Now. Now. What are your feet? Do you have happy feet? Or do you have sad feet?
Happy feet.
So I'm the only one with sad feet, huh? I think that we need to remind us our feet of some of the good things they have. We need to tell our feet that they are loved not only by us, but by God. In fact, Psalm 18 tells us, show me your feet. What are your feet doing? In Psalm 18, it tells us that God loves us so much that he wants us to strengthen our feet and make them strong and steady. He wants us to make the right decisions of where to go in our life, and that's what our feet does. It directs us where we need to go. He also wants our feet to be sturdy and strong, so we're able to stand up. Sit down. And he went. Okay. Stop. Thank you. He wants us to make the right decisions on where to go in our life. He also wants us to have sturdy feet that we're able to hold up on the burdens that is given to us. And he wants us to give a joyful feet that when we bounce and jump, with thankfulness for all that he has provided. So that's what we want our feet to do, is to bounce. Bounce your feet. They're joyful. They're happy. They're so excited because of where we're going. And where are we going? Huh? Where are we going? Do you know where we're going? To heaven. That is right. So we want to make a joyful noise to get to heaven. And that's when our feet are going to be there. Now let us pray. Heavenly Father, please be with our feet. Make them happy and joyful. Make them strong, and so that we can stand up in everything we need to do. In your name we pray. Amen.
Amen.